This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting will be held in New Delhi this evening. All the newly elected BJP MLAs and the party's senior leaders will participate in the deliberations. The name of the next Chief Minister of Delhi will be finalized during the meeting. Now let's go live to our correspondent Anupam for the update. Anupam, what are the latest updates from the BJP Legislative Party meeting?
Yes, Anuja, there is an atmosphere of enthusiasm in Delhi BJP office at Panth Marg in the national capital. At around 7 p.m., the Legislative Party meeting will be held, where all 48 MLAs of BJP party observers, Ravishankar Prasad and Om Prakash Dhankhar, party's Delhi unit chief Birendra Sajdeva will attend the meeting. The legislative party will elect its leader, who will be the next chief minister of the national capital. The leader, after being chosen by party MLAs, will meet Delhi Lieutenant Governor Binay Kumar Saxena at the Raj Nivas and will stake claim to form the government. The BJP has came back to power in Delhi after 27 years, after winning 48 out of 70 seats in the recently concluded assembly polls. Anuja.
Thank you, Anupam, for the update. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved additional central assistance of over 1,554 crore rupees from the National Disaster Response Fund NDRF to five states affected by natural calamities such as floods, flash floods, landslides and cyclonic storms during the past year. According to the Home Ministry, 608 crore rupees has been approved for Andhra Pradesh, over 170 crore for Nagaland, over 250 crore for Odisha, more than 231 crore for Telangana, and over 288 crore rupees for Tripura. The Home Ministry said this additional support is separate from the funds already allocated to the states by the centre under the State Disaster Response Fund. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today asserted that India is no longer just a follower, it is now leading the way in multiple fields. In an interview with a podcaster, he said that the country is setting global benchmarks by offering leadership and pioneering innovations across sectors. Dr. Singh pointed out that India's space sector has witnessed an unprecedented transformation with a surge in ambitious missions and international collaborations. The minister said the country has also emerged as a preferred destination for satellite launches, earning global credibility. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said several revolutionary initiatives have been taken by the central government to make the lives of rural citizens more comfortable. He added that these initiatives have provided new momentum to the country's economy. The minister was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 77th session of the Executive Committee of the African Asian Rural Development Organization in New Delhi today. The Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, has launched RBI Data, a mobile application designed to provide the users with easy access to macroeconomic and financial statistics related to the Indian economy in a user-friendly and visually engaging format. The RBI, in a statement, said the app will provide access to more than 11,000 different series of economic data related to the Indian economy. Users will be able to view time series data in graphs or charts and can download the data for analysis. The 13th meeting of Malaysia-India Defence Cooperation Committee took place in Kuala Lumpur today. It was co-chaired by Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh and Secretary-General in Malaysia's Defence Ministry, Lokman Hakim bin Ali. Both sides expressed happiness at the growing bilateral defence cooperation with regular engagements between the two armed forces in recent years. The 9th edition of the ICC Champions Trophy began this afternoon with defending champions Pakistan taking on New Zealand in their opening ODI match in Karachi. When reports last came in, visitors were at 164 for a loss of 3 wickets in 33.1 overs. Earlier, Pakistan won the toss and opted to bowl. Indian team led by Rohit Sharma will begin their campaign against Bangladesh at the Dubai International Stadium tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.